AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden will use a speech tonight to push Congress to curb gun violence. The AP Sagar Magani reports there are sharp differences on guns in a House committee.
The president will speak here from the White House on steps aimed at what his administration calls a gun violence epidemic. It will come hours after the House Judiciary panel held a hearing on Democrat legislation in response to the shootings, including raising the age limit for buying semi-automatic rifles to 21. The Buffalo and Uvalde shooters were 18.
My God, we have to have the courage to protect America.
Amid passionate pleas to Republicans from Lucy McBath and Pennsylvania's Madeline Dean,
why don't they feel an urgency to do something?
Top committee Republican Jim Jordan said the Democrats' bill would do nothing to stop mass shootings, but would strip Americans of their constitutional rights.
Their real beef is with the Second Amendment.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
In Tulsa, Oklahoma, Police Chief Wendell Franklin says the gunman who shot and killed four people at a medical building, Michael Lewis, had back surgery last month.
Lewis expressed that he was in pain and was not getting relief.
Among those killed was Lewis's surgeon, Dr. Preston Phillips. Dr. Cliff Robertson is president and CEO of St. Francis Health System.
He is one of those doctors that was cut from the cloth of four decades ago in terms of how he felt about people and how he felt about his calling.
A Texas state senator says it's a system failure. The commander at the scene of a school shooting in Texas was not informed of panicked 911 calls from inside the school building. A white man charged with carrying out a racist mass shooting that killed 10 people at a Buffalo, New York supermarket pleaded not guilty to hate-motivated domestic terrorism and other charges. This is AP News. Thousands of people are in central London on day one of the celebration of Queen Elizabeth's 70 years on the throne.
Cheers of approval filled the air on Westminster Bridge as onlookers watched nine jets appear from behind the London Eye, making its way past Big Ben towards Buckingham Palace. Children sat on parents' shoulders, staring at the sky, as many others held their cell phones to try and capture the moment. Jacqueline Nee from Atlanta was looking forward to the air show and said she wasn't disappointed.
I mean, pretty spectacular. It was really nice thing to do to celebrate the Queen's sort of work for her country.
Spectator Chris Webster said this was one event he wasn't going to miss.
The Platinum Jubilee is like guy in the telly said, once in a lifetime. So yeah, really good, really enjoyed it, and great to see so many people having fun as well.
Karen Shamas, London.
Elizabeth, who became queen at 25, is Britain's longest reigning monarch, the first to reach 70 years. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.